Welcome to the Business Health and Mindset Podcast. I'm Kate Geronimo. I'm a natural health and mindset practitioner, transforming entrepreneurs into unstoppable forces by supercharging their health and mindset. Health and mindset are intricately woven together and form the vital secret weapon you need to cultivate to succeed in business. Thank you for listening. Let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to the Business Health and Mindset Podcast. I'm Kate. Thank you so much for joining with me today. It's great to have you here. Last week we looked at how to overcome stress with nutrition. Today I'll be looking at the next episode in the little mini series about how to overcome stress and find relief, etc. And let's look at how to overcome stress with exercise. First off though, I'm going to add in a disclaimer. This is for information purposes only and educational purposes only. It is not to replace any medical advice. If you do have long-term issues with stress and feel that you do need some help, then please do consult your general practitioner and get some help straight away. Have you heard of the book, So You Want to Know How Good Health Starts with the Gut? If you haven't, it's a short ebook that I wrote, and it is a how-to understanding why good or how good health starts with the gut. It's an informative look at how you can heal your gut, how it's involved with our health, and it just lays out a plan of understanding how the gut works, why digestion is important, and how the process all works, and how to heal certain gut issues and repair it so that you do get the best out of the nutrition that you put into your body. It's really super important. Good health does start with the gut, because a gut that's operating and functioning in its peak performance as it has been designed to will extract all of the important nutrients and building blocks out of the food that you eat so that you can have good, healthy repair, cell replication, rejuvenation, etc. And while you sleep, all of that beautiful healing repair work can be done. So get yourself a copy of this book. It's pretty inexpensive, and you can get it as a Kindle ebook on Amazon. I will put the link down in the description. So get that, read that, and then start to work on healing your gut. If you have any type of gut issue, your body will not be absorbing all of the nutrients that you will be needing, and therefore you could be setting yourself up for nutritional deficiencies. And last thing that you really want is to go onto medication when you don't need it, and you could have healed yourself fairly quickly and easily by following a format to do that, and you can do it yourself. Alrighty, so exercise. Why is that important? How is that going to help you in overcoming stress and relieving any symptoms of it, etc.? We're going to get into that today. There are specific reasons why you want to get into exercising more, particularly if you are feeling stressed. So I've come up with a list that will help you alleviate stress, help you to overcome it, help you to relieve it, and get some better feeling back into your life so that you can actually manage a busy schedule, a busy life, really busy businesses and work, etc. The reason you want to get into exercise more often is because it's going to help stress hormone regulation. Now, our bodies will pump out cortisol when we are stressed. It's known as the stress hormone in your body. And exercise helps to prompt that release of endorphins, which are your body's natural stress fighters. A small amount of exercise each day, like a brisk walk or going for a bike ride, walking up a flight of stairs, just for 15, 20, 30 minutes, if you could manage that, will significantly reduce levels of cortisol. Cortisol is known as a stress hormone in your body, and that is closely linked with inflammation as well. Now, inflammation, as I've mentioned before, is really the precursor and the root of well over hundreds of diseases in the body. So you need to make sure that you're keeping inflammation down, keeping the levels of cortisol down in your body, releasing that out. And the best way to do that is through exercise. Exercise is also going to help you regulate your mood. It's going to help improve your mood. I know myself, when I'm feeling a bit under the pump and I've got lots of things to do, you know, I've got podcasts to do and meditations to record and coaching sessions to do, and, you know, I've got other business interests. And when getting into having to perform and do all of these and get information for people, work with them, help them, solve their issues, I know that I can sometimes feel like in the day I think, oh gosh, I'm feeling a bit brain dead and a bit drained now, and I suddenly can feel very tired. If I grab my doggo, get out and go for a brisk walk, I can come back feeling my energy is right up again. I'm clear thinking. I've blown the cobwebs out, as I like to say, and I'm able to get back on track and start working again. You know, it really does elevate your mood. So if you can boost your mood just by getting more neurotransmitters into your bloodstream, like serotonin and dopamine, short bursts of activity, you know, as I said, taking the stairs, going for a brisk walk, doing some chair exercises, etc. These can help lift your mood and help you feeling much better. A little exercise throughout the day, you could just do 5 to 10 minutes, is going to help boost your cognitive function, your focus, your creativity, and that is going to make you more efficient during your work day. Did you know that when you are more creative and when you're feeling that creative flow, you are going to be so much more productive and come up with fabulous ideas? It's going to help you to perform so much better in your work. So, for instance, you could schedule in some walking between meetings rather than taking elevators, or, you know, going for a brisk walk around the block, doing some stretching, etc., chair exercises, squats, whatever it is, you know, the old calisthenics. I don't know if you remember them. We used to laugh at them when we were kids and we had to do calisthenics at school. But those sorts of things get your blood pumping. They shift out excess amounts of cortisol, and they do help your brain to actually switch on so that you can become more productive. That's something that we all need and want in our busy life these days. The other thing that, you know, exercise is fabulous for is relieving stress. It's a fabulous outlet for stress relief. I know myself, as I mentioned before, feeling a bit, not that I necessarily get stressed too often, but sometimes I can feel the effects of things mounting up and I'm under time pressure. You know, I've got to get things done and I've got to pump out work and I've got to make sure that it's of a quality that I'm happy with and that my clients will be happy with. You know, whatever I do, I'm performing to a level, and I'm sure it is the same with you. So there are times I find the time pressure constraints can create a little tension. I'm not going to say so much stress for myself, because I've learned over the years to really manage that and to manage myself, manage my thinking, etc. But certainly doing some exercise does help me to decompress and recharge. And instead of viewing exercise as another thing like, oh, something else I've got to do and check off the list, it's better to think of it as an investment in your overall well-being. Now, even if you've got limited time in the day, you can factor in 5 or 10 minutes. So, you know, as I said, rather than taking the elevator, you can take the stairs. Go for a quick walk around the block. Instead of getting someone else to get you a coffee or tea or what have you, or just going to, you know, the kitchen at work, if you've got one, or at home if you work from home, walk down the road. And instead of even having a coffee, go for a walk to the local cafe where you may buy one and buy some water instead. And then walk back and drink that, because that's going to hydrate you and make you feel so much better than you would do if you downed another coffee. Caffeine does dehydrate you. Now, there is a world of debate around that. And I know a 96-year-old lady who was fit as a fiddle, and she only drinks tea and coffee and the odd, we call them fizzy drinks or soft drinks here in Australia, but, you know, soda drinks that are loaded with sugar. She reckons hers are pretty good because they've got fruit juice in them, but they've still got a lot of sugar. But she doesn't drink water. And I was having a chat with this lady, Betty, recently, and I said, Betty, why don't you drink water? Oh, I don't like the taste of it. Oh, it's revolting stuff. But it's all right if it's got tea or coffee in it. And you know, there are plenty of people that suggest that drinking a lot of water is not necessarily good, right, or important for us to do. I'm one of those practitioners that, you know, I do believe that we need to drink a healthy level of water. I'm not a proponent of drinking litres and litres every day, but I do think, particularly if you are going to exercise, keeping hydrated is really important for physical health. It's good for brain health as well. And we want to limit the amount of caffeine that you are drinking and sugar intake that you have, because that does dehydrate you, and it does make you then more with high levels of inflammation. And inflammation is the root of disease. So get out there, do some exercise, help yourself, get into different activities that are going to help you. Now, certainly in your workday, if you do work in an office, there are plenty of opportunities for you to do exercise, even though you are not able to go and exercise for an hour or what have you. I believe, and I'll take a step back, I've worked in offices myself in the past. I used to have a high-flying corporate job where I managed a team of 30-plus staff, and I was in charge of the management information section, or IT, and that kept me really on my toes. I was walking around a lot because I had 3 floors to cover, and I went around to check in with people and all of the partners in this organization. There was over 150 in the office. So, you know, I was constantly going around to check on them and help solve some sort of IT or phone issue that they may have had. So for me, that was quite okay. But the days that I was desk bound, I noticed it because I wasn't as active as I was ordinarily. So for me, and you can try this, desk stretches are really good. You can take a few minutes every hour or every half hour just to stretch your muscles while you are sitting at the desk. You can do neck stretches, shoulder stretches, wrist flexors. You can lean up against your desk and do some little push-ups. You know, you can even, you know, bend over and touch your toes. You can do chair stretching, where you're incorporating simple stretches that are going to help you to move your body, where you're relaxing and stretching muscles, and that can promote a sense of well-being throughout the day. Stair climbing, going up and down stairs. It's good for building those braking muscles in the legs when you're going downstairs. And walking upstairs, it's also building muscles as well. Breathing exercises. You'd be surprised how good breathing exercises are for actually getting a sense of well-being throughout your body, helps to calm your mind. It does energize your body because you're getting in more oxygen by simply breathing less and breathing a little bit slower. If you breathe in through your nose and hold your breath for a count. So, you know, there's all different methods. You find one that suits you, but there's the four square breathing where you breathe in for 4 seconds, you hold your breath for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, hold your breath for 4 seconds, and then start breathing in again and start the whole exercise again. You can do that for breathing in for 7 seconds, holding your breath for 8 seconds, breathe out for 7 seconds. You can do any number that you feel resonates well for you and helps you. But by breathing in slowly, you are calming down your heart rate and you're slowing down the stress that you may be feeling. It is ideal, particularly if you are stressed and if you feel like you can't get out and about and, you know, do some actual exercise. Getting out and doing some walking breaks, you know, instead of sitting through long meetings, you could also suggest that you take a quick 5-minute break and everybody get out and go for a walk. One of the things that, you know, a lot of corporate meetings suffer with are the longevity of them, and the longer that you all sit and take time to discuss certain aspects that you need to throughout the meeting, you're all draining your energy. So if you can stop every 20 minutes, go out for a quick 5-minute break, walk around the, you know, the office building, walk around the floor, walk up a few stairs, walk down a few flights of stairs, come back to the meeting, you will all feel so much better and you'll feel more creative. That is going to help you enormously with reducing the amount of stress that you're feeling. And if you do any of these things regularly, then you are being proactive, taking control of your stress and working with that and dealing with that instead of letting the stress and the situations, issues, problems that you may be facing, particularly with other people, take control of you. It's a way of keeping your power under your control and ensuring that you are in charge of yourself instead of letting the stress take charge of you. So get out there and do it. There's loads of examples of chair exercises that you could do and other things that you could do on the internet. Get out there and search. Come up with some creative ideas for yourself. You can address and introduce these into your own businesses, into the corporate businesses that you may be working in. And it doesn't matter whether you're a business owner, a consultant, a professional person, you know, wherever you are, whether you travel on public transport, whether you are on planes, trains, or automobiles, you can also still do some form of an exercise so that you can dump the effects of stress and then you can get on with your day. You can be in, you know, peak productivity. You can arrive home feeling as though you actually want to be there and you want to be with the people that are in your home. I think this is something that is so misaddressed at times and we don't spend enough time looking at it. But think about more what you can do throughout the day to dump some stress so that you are taking power of your own health, your own life, and you can overcome your own stress with exercise. I hope that today has been helpful for you. Love to see some of your feedback, so feel free to get in touch with me. There are links down below for the ebook that I've written and for your gut healing. And there are also links down below so that you can connect with me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Thanks so much for joining me on today's episode. It's been great to have you here. I wish you an awesome and fabulous day. Please like and subscribe to my channel here and wherever you are listening on, whether it be one of the podcast platforms or on YouTube. And that will just get the algorithms knowing that we are here and that somebody might need to hear this message. I hope it has been helpful for you today. Get the Gut Healing book. The link is down below, and get on your journey to better health. Then you can overcome your stress and you can manage it, get relief, gives you the power back for you. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for joining me.